Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we are going to just do a short talk episode or topic talk. And Sochal, the topic is the tariffs. I think everybody has heard about this. The United States has imposed tariffs on countries and then taken them away and then put them back and made the Chinese tariffs really, really high. And there are even 25% tariffs against Canada and Mexico. And for our students out there that don't know, you are an American citizen, but you're also a Mexican citizen as well. And so I'm just kind of curious, like, I think our Chinese listeners could really relate to maybe people in Mexico, their situation as well. And so I'm just kind of curious, like, what's the vibe? Like, what's the atmosphere, or what are the feelings of people in Mexico right now regarding the United States?
So I think it's interesting because it's different than you would expect. You're hearing a lot about Trump and stuff in Mexico, but I think first people aren't floundering, like, economically. They're okay because we have a really good president, I think, which is helping. Like, our leadership is really strong.
Yes, I like your president. She's really, really good. Yeah.
Yes, Claudia Sheinbaum. Yes. So, like, I really like, I think she might be, I mean, obviously she's a politician. She's not perfect, but she's a strong leader, I think. And that's,
could you imagine like President AOC meeting with President Sheinbaum? That would be,
oh my God, it would be amazing.
I know.
Yes, no nonsense. Yeah. They could get these countries like whipped into shape in no time.
Oh my gosh, this is my dream. You know, like, this is my 2028 fantasy. You know, is President AOC and
and President Sheinbaum. Yeah. We have a very strong leader, so I think people are not that worried. And because the U.S. economy depends a lot on Mexican economy as well, like, they're very interlaced.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, even with the 25% tariff, we're seeing positive ripples to the Mexican economy. And the reason for that is because the Mexican economy has been booming on its own for a while now. And that's not stopping with Sheinbaum. That's, if anything, increasing.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't seem too worried. On top of that, we still have a lot of migrant workers, despite what Trump is saying. There's actually, I know someone who just got a work visa to go to the U.S. and had been trying for years during the Biden administration and was accepted now on the Trump administration. So
it's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny. So what ends up happening is there's still the same number of migrant workers and such going to the U.S. And because for some reason when Trump took power, the dollar is rising right now. I think it's a coincidence. I'm not going to credit Trump with that. I mean, who knows, but I'm not going to credit him with that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The dollar seems to be rising. So it's actually a benefit in a way to the Mexican economy because those migrants send the money back here.
That's called remittances, right? Where you send the money back. And I think the reason the dollar is rising is because the U.S. bond market, this is getting a little bit too technical, but is collapsing on itself. So usually in this situation, the dollar would be devalued. But the opposite is happening, which is very a little scary for Americans, I think.
Yeah, I see us flailing a lot in America. It's like it's kind of like a trash pit on fire, and like I don't know how to
It's
explain.
like a trash pit on fire that's on another trash pit on fire in a
Yeah, that's
dumpster fire,
being bombed by more flaming dumpsters or something. So it's really getting bad, and people are really worried about their investments in the US. People are worried about like their stocks in the US. People are worried about their retirement funds. Like everything's kind of, our whole infrastructure and our like way of life in the US is really crumbling. And I see that Mexico's holding on pretty strong. And I actually, coincidentally, I'm back in Mexico right now,
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm feeling a little bit like staying because
No
I
kidding.
can work remotely with some of the other things and just travel back and forth like as I usually do. And I kind of like the idea of staying because
More stable.
it's just more stable. It's like crime rates are kind of going lower, our economy is going higher. There's a lot of work. Everything seems to be doing pretty well, and then you go to the US and everything's kind of falling apart and a flaming dumpster fire, and all our social programs are like crashing. And now people who wanted Trump to win are mad because he got rid of their social programs, which they were benefiting from.
And it hasn't even there's more to come, It's
Oh
like it's
yeah.
not even this we haven't even scratched the surface yet of the social the very weak social safety net that we do have is being eroded. Absolutely. I quick thing on tariffs. I mean, it's like the tariff against Mexico is not is never it's not paid for by Mexico. That's the thing that the lie that has been spread. The people who pay the tariff are the Americans,
Yeah.
because it just means that like an importer in Mexico is just gonna increase the prices by 25%. So the Mexican goods will just be more expensive in America. You want vanilla or avocados or whatever you might be wanting to purchase, the price is just going to go up by 25% in America. And so,
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's a very kind of confu- the situation is being confused by people on purpose. People are confusing it. Are trying to manipulate, I think, the way Americans view tariffs, and so for, as a living in Mexico and a stronger dollar, you must be like you're living it up right now.
Yes.
What
I really
I
am. I mean, everything
mean?
is better, and yeah, it's crazy because the tariffs, we depend on Mexico for a lot of produce and everything. So like when I was in the US, like if anything, grocery prices were skyrocketing after Trump took over, like the price
Yes.
of eggs, the price of
Inflation got
milk,
worse.
yeah, it's gotten really bad. Fruits, vegetables, like you said, avocados, a lot of fruits and vegetables come from Mexico, and chocolate, coffee, gum, vanilla, cinnamon, like we have so many different things that we provide to the US. And so apart from clothes and auto parts, and he also was trying to screw Canada over and talking about expanding territory in Canada, which is scary for Canadians.
Oh, that's a whole other thing where they're exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on. This is such a
That
strange
is
time.
scary.
It
I
is.
think Mexico is actually, it's like we somehow bypassed that being targeted that way by Trump. And so I think we're just happy. And Sheinbaum is so tough. I just feel like he can't,
He
like,
can't push her around. Can't be. She can't be
yeah.
manipulated. She can't. She won't back down. And she's smart. That's the other
Yeah.
thing, you know? So,
She has a plan for every plan of his.
yeah.
And every time he says something and they ask her about it, like in the morning, she has like a morning report every day, I think. When they ask her about it, she's like, "Yeah, well, we can't be bothered too much with what he says because here are the facts."
Yeah, we the truth matters in here in
Yeah.
Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's like, screw this guy. So we're doing okay. And oh,
Okay.
and the last thing I wanted to say is like is kind of shockingly, a lot of Mexicans and Latinos in general, like when I was working like with immigrant populations that had just migrated to the United States through AmeriCorps and things like that, a lot of people kind of have a, this is weird, but kind of have a positive view of Trump in a limited way. They do think he's a bigot and things like that, but they think that a lot of his, I think prior to Project 2025, like last term and stuff, they still have that kind of idea of him. And so I think I've heard a lot of people say, well, he's not a great president for us, like outsiders who are migrating, but he's a good president for Americans because his whole platform and rhetoric runs on
Machismo.
uplifting, yeah, on machismo, but no, yeah,
Yeah.
no, but they were talking about like how it runs on uplifting America again, like making America great again. And because obviously a lot of the information that we get in Mexico is limited, like the translations and everything, people just kind of know his basic platform, make America great again, and some of
Right.
his like basic bullet points. So a lot of people didn't really hate him or see him negatively. They actually are like, well, I understand why Americans would vote for him. I understand why they might, encourage his platform and everything. And then, of course, like, if there's more translated media and things and they can kind of see the nitty-gritty, they realize, like, a lot of the stuff that he says versus what he's actually doing, it doesn't line up and it's not better for Americans. And he's just like ruining America.
Right, there's two idioms that come to mind. The first one is the emperor has no clothes, you know.
Right.
That's the where essentially the rhetoric doesn't match the action, you know. There's really nothing real behind the rhetoric. And the other one is the leopard ate my face, you know.
Yes, I voted for a leopard, the face eating party, but I didn't think they'd eat my
Didn't
face.
think they would eat my face. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's terrible. But
Yeah.
yeah, I'm curious to know what our listeners think, how this is impacting their countries. I know, obviously, I don't want to sound too imperialist, like America impacts everyone, but at the same time, it kind of does. We're like a very strong power in the world, and so I think it has a ripple effect,
Absolutely, absolutely. It moves markets, you know, what the
yeah.
president says. So, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm curious from our listeners to know what do you guys think about Trump? What do you think about his presidency? What do you think about him as a political figure? How do you view America right now? Do you see it as a dumpster fire as we
Right.
do?
Yes,
You know.
unfortunately,
Also, I'm
yeah.
curious, like, I mean, if people can share, I know sometimes it's limited, but like, do they have experience with similar like political climates in their countries, and how do they see like the US through that lens? Because I know with working with some Cuban immigrants, they're like, oh, he's just being alarmist right now, or he's just doing this and this, and like they were right about certain things that he was doing.
Yeah.
And I mean, impressed, obviously, because through their experience, they see Trump through a different lens. And it's like,
Right.
it's almost like they can teach us because they've been through the ringer, you know?
Right, right, right.
So,
Yeah.
yeah. So I'm very curious. So please leave us a comment down below and listen to our podcast on all of the streaming platforms where you usually listen. We have them on Spotify, Red Circle, Apple. And if you're so inclined, shoot us an email at adasenglishpodcast@gmail.com and join us on the WeChat group. We'd love to hear from you guys. See you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Save big money at Menards. Get your grass growing thick and green with Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed Mix. Its 3-in-1 solution of grass seed, fertilizer, and soil improver is formulated to help your thinning lawn grow green and covers up to 1,200 square feet. Hurry into the Menards Garden Center to save big on Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.